This pepper pot would clearly have been owned by very wealthy people, and it's obviously designed to amuse. Although the faces are silver, the eyes and the lips are picked out in gold, so that as the candles flickered, the eyes and the lips would have appeared to move. She would have been quite a talking point at Suffolk banquets. On a table laden with nosh for the posh, she is, without question, a bit of kitsch for the rich. Britain had become part of the Roman Empire in the year 43. So by the time of our pepper pot, it had been a Roman province for over 300 years. Native Britons and Romans had intermingled and intermarried, and in England, everyone did as the Romans did. Roman trade expert Roberta Tomber.
When the Romans came to Britain, they brought a lot of material culture and a lot of habits with them that made the people of Britain feel Roman, that they identified with the Roman culture. Wine was one of these, olive oil was another, and pepper would have been a more valuable one in this same sort of set of Romanitas.
The Romans were seriously interested in food, and slave chefs would man the kitchens to create great delicacies. A high-end Roman menu could include dormice sprinkled with honey and poppy seeds, followed by a whole wild boar being suckled by piglets made of cake, inside which were placed live thrushes. And to finish, quince apples and pork disguised as fowls and fish.